Hello, culinary enthusiasts. Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box, where we explore the joy of home cooking. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a nostalgic treat that's sure to bring back some delicious school lunch memories. Yes, we're talking about homemade Crispitos beef, so let's master the crunch and flavor of this beloved dish together. First things first, let's gear up with the right tools. You'll need a large frying pan or skillet, a mixing bowl, a spatula or tongs, and of course, your measuring spoons and cups. And now for the star players in our kitchen today, the ingredients. You'll need ground beef, small flour tortillas, spices like chili powder, cumin, and garlic powder. And for those who love a cheesy twist, some shredded cheese. To top it all off, a bit of vegetable oil for frying to ensure we get that perfect crispy texture. Let's start cooking. Heat your skillet over medium heat and cook your ground beef until it's no longer pink. For that authentic taste, add your spices, chili powder, cumin, garlic powder, and a touch of salt. Once cooked, drain any excess fat to keep our Crispitos nice and crispy. Now the fun part. Rolling your Crispitos, spoon the beef onto one edge of a tortilla, roll it up tightly, and secure it with a toothpick. You can fry these in hot oil until golden brown, or for a healthier option, bake them at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 20 minutes. While those are cooking, let's chat about serving and storing. These Crispitos make a fantastic meal or snack, and if you have leftovers, just pop them in an airtight container. They'll keep in the fridge for up to 3 days or in the freezer for longer storage. Ah, sounds like our Crispitos are ready. Crispy, golden, and absolutely irresistible. Remember, whether you're a seasoned chef or just starting out, making delicious Crispitos at home is a breeze with these simple steps. That's all for today's episode of Simple Recipe Box. I hope you enjoyed unlocking the secret to homemade Crispitos beef. Give this recipe a try and bring a taste of nostalgia to your table. For more recipes and kitchen tips, don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, happy cooking. Outro music fades out.